Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Terrifying Tales Unleashed by Scott D. Gottschalk is a menagerie of short stories covering many popular genres, including horror, science fiction, and suspense thriller. Classic theater of the mind sort of tale, sure to entertain horror fans. Scott grew up on a livestock and cropping farm near Byron, Minnesota, an animal science and agriculture education graduate from the University of Minnesota. He's been an educator and an international consultant across all seven continents of the globe. Scott has written three books, The Folk and Their Fauna, Nine Lives to Eternity, and most recently, Terrifying Tales Unleashed. He resides with his wife Astrid on their farm near Kimball, Minnesota. Scott is also a renowned professional public speaker. Scott Gottschalk, author of Terrifying Tales Unleashed and Settling Stories to Remedy Peaceful Slumber, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me on this show.
It is a pleasure, and really looking forward to getting into your dark side and writing these stories and receiving excellent reviews. Let's start a little bit of the foundation, who you are. I mentioned briefly your background, an interesting career path, doing a little bit of everything, now being a successful author. Tell me a little bit about your background, where you came from, and that career path that you're on.
Well, you know, I grew up on a very intense livestock operation. We had dairy cows and beef cows and some sheep and some pigs and crops. And, you know, it's a funny story. I grew up about 8 miles from the famous Mayo Clinic. We could literally milk cows in the morning and see the sunrise over the famous medical facility in Rochester, Minnesota at the Mayo Clinic. But the funny thing is that being a dairy farm kid growing up, I was 18 years old before I ever left the farm. We just had so many chores to do. We didn't go anywhere and visit friends or relatives or go to weddings or any of that kind of thing. We pretty much just worked all the time, and that's a farmer's life. I had a chance to go off to college. I was one of five children. My brother decided to stay home and farm on the farm, and I decided that I would go off and get an education, and it was the basis of a English teacher in my 10th grade year as a sophomore in high school. She found an interesting fact that she said I was a gifted storyteller, and I'd never had anybody ever do anything but scold me for being kind of a loudmouth kid in the back row telling stories all the time. And she said, if you can learn to write some of them stories down, she wanted me to someday find her and bring her a copy of the first book that I ever wrote. And that was when I was 16 years old. She made that suggestion. So believe it or not, I end up in college as an 18-year-old. I'm a farm kid. I'm first time off the farm and into the big city. And I started taking some professional writing courses and some, you know, general composition and English courses. Yes. Because the English language is a challenge. And I got myself a portable typewriter. I started pecking away on a portable typewriter, and I, over the course of my 4 years in college, I wrote my first book, which is The Folk and Their Fauna. I was inspired by Dr. James Herriot, who wrote All Creatures Great and Small, All Things Wise and Wonderful, and in his very famous, internationally acclaimed books. And he was my mentor, if you will, at least my hero and legend, and I hammered out my first book before I actually graduated college. So then I got married, moved on, started dairy farming, started working as a new, I was a high school ag teacher for a while, and then I ended up being an international dairy consultant working with dairy operations in many different countries. And ultimately, every now and again, I'd come back and start writing and hammered out a couple more books over the years. So yeah, kind of a quick go around of my life history.
Well, it's an amazing story that someone at age 16 was able to ignite the spark that's been a successful writing career along with other aspects of Kurt's career. Our guest on the program is Scott Gottschalk. That's G-O-T-T-S-C-H-A-L-K. His website is his name, scottdgottschalk.com. The book is available at Amazon, pageturner.us, and their bookstore at the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Take you directly to Scott's website. You'll get information on Scott there and information on the book as well. Why did you choose the subject matter? Let's talk about the subject matter for the other two books, because different than this one. How do you go about changing or deciding on a subject matter for your books?
Well, that's probably one of the greatest questions I get asked all the time, because I totally did a 180.
And then some, yes.
The Folk and Their Fauna was a very family-orientated, family-friendly, I don't want to say a Christian book, but a faith-orientated book. It was about animals on the farm and real-life animal stories. And I had a catastrophic motorcycle accident in 2009, and I was so close to dying from that accident. I literally had hit a deer at a high speed on an interstate. I wasn't found for about 6 hours, and I had internal damages and a broken back and a lot of challenges that took a long time for me to come back around again.
Wow.
And as a result, that gave me the impetus to write a story called Nine Lives to Eternity. I have had a couple of accidents in my life, and I was always jokingly kidded that I had the nine lives of a cat, and that even with catastrophic bad things, that somehow I would live to tell the story. And so I decided to one day put those stories down in the form of a book. And Nine Lives to Eternity, reviews 27 close calls I've had with death.
Wow.
I'm a bit of a risk taker, as you might imagine. So adrenaline junkies sometimes have a hard time, not getting into accidents occasionally. So I ended up then with I had finished writing that book, Nine Lives to Eternity, and I'm a huge reader. I love reading books, and I like all genres. I have to be honest with you, my favorite are Stephen King scary books. And
not surprising.
I love vampire books and werewolf stories. And I've always said, I've got a faith-based Christian background, and I always tell people I don't believe in werewolves and vampires, but I sure think they're entertaining.
Yes.
And so I had just finished writing Nine Lives to Eternity, again, a very sort of Christian spirit, faith-based, true story. And my wife kidded me one day, and she says, "You think you're going to write again? Because that one came pretty easy for you." And I said, "Yeah, I said that teacher when I was 16 years old was right. It flows pretty easy once I get going." And she says, "What do you think you're going to do next?" And I said, "Well, I've always been fascinated. How do these fiction authors take real life characters, build a character and build a personality so that their readers get fully identified with them? And then they get emotional when something good or bad happens." I said, "I'm very fascinated by the ability to do something like that. I think I want to write a horror story." And she says, "Oh, for God's sakes, when do you think you're going to do that?" And I looked at her and I smiled and I said, "Well, right now sounds good. Nothing's happening on my word processor." And believe it or not, as easy as it comes, I wrote over 50 pages of Terrifying Tales Unleashed. The first time I sat down, it just took me a few hours to do
Amazing. The
first five or six chapters. And, I can't explain it. I don't take notes. I don't pre-plan it. I don't know what I'm going to write. I don't know what the story is. It just flows. I can type 100 words a minute. And, as you can gather, being a professional speaker, speaking is not difficult for me. It just flows out of my fingertips. And I had so much fun writing Terrifying Tales Unleashed. But I always have a disclaimer. Those of you that are following my writings and my first two books, you may or may not want to buy this book.
I think everybody wants to buy this book. I'm reading non-horror people that have read it that are going, "This really is good. The way he carves the story, the way he develops characters, and you're right, we feel an attachment to them one way or the other. It all comes alive in Scott's book, Terrifying Tales Unleashed, Unsettling Stories, Serenity, Peaceful Slumber. I love the subtitle. That really says it all, because you're not going to get a good night's sleep after you read some of these stories. They're going to be playing back in your mind as you're laying there in the darkness trying to get some sleep. How much fun was it for you writing this? I mean, it sounds like this really was a labor, and I'm not even wanting to use the word labor. This was a joy for you, it sounds like.
It really was. The first book was a challenge because those were the days on a manual typewriter. If I didn't know how to spell a word, what did I do? I looked it up on a dictionary.
Yes.
If I needed a bigger word, I pulled out my thesaurus. Nowadays, word processes, I mean, it's almost like cheating. It does so much of the work for a writer, it's ridiculous. It corrects it. It corrects the spelling. It gives you different word choices. So, it's so much easier today than it used to be when you're pecking it out, one letter at a time on a manual typewriter. But yes, when I got to the Terrifying Tales Unleashed book, it just was so fun. I had all these different ideas that just rolled. I mean, I didn't pre-plan them. I would start every chapter with a title. I literally named the title, then wrote the story out of my own mind, just sitting in front of my computer, and it would just come as fast as possible. Now, I'll use an example, okay? This is a funny story. In order to create live, realistic characters, I asked permission of different friends and family if I could use their sort of a personality as a character in a fiction book, but it was probably going to be a bad outcome. And so I'll use this example. My sister Sally, I grew up calling her Sissy her whole life, and in that particular chapter, the undead Nightwalker, I use a character that very much is similar to my sister Sally, and I'm writing this story, and I'm formulating a character, but the names have been changed to protect the innocent. And I'm writing that story, and her daughter Mindy, my niece, calls me and says, "Uncle Scott, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, I don't know if you've heard or not, but I'm writing another book again." "Really? No, Mom didn't tell me that." I said, "Yeah, it's just a blast. I'm having so much fun doing this." And she says, "Well, what are you doing right now?" I said, "Well, I'm in the process of killing your mother." "Why?" and she says, "What do you mean you're killing my mother?" I said, "Your mother is kind of a main character." And I said, "Man, it ain't going to be good for her." And she goes, "Well, how's that going to turn out?" I said, "I don't know. Quit bothering me. I don't know how it's going to finish until you hang up the phone." And so that's my writing style. I literally don't know what's going to happen until it happens, and it just flows out of my mind. I can't explain that. It's very atypical of authors. Authors have to do research and outline and pre-write.
Yes.
And I don't know. This is just, again, when I was 16, a teacher said, "You have a gift, pursue it, young man." And I guess I always have.
So as you're reading Terrifying Tales Unleashed and you're wondering what's going to happen next, keep in mind that Scott also was wondering what was going to happen next, and he was the writer of these stories. Terrifying Tales Unleashed, Unsettling Stories to Remedy Peaceful Slumber. Scott Gottschalk, our guest on the program. His website, scottdgottschalk.com. Links on our website. Book available, pageturner.us, the bookstore, Amazon, all of the usual places. Talk about writing short stories. That seems like that could be challenging because you really have to keep things moving at a rapid pace. You don't have like 100 pages to tell a story. You've got to wrap things up. And the other aspect of that is you do an excellent job of maintaining that tension. It wouldn't be terrifying if we weren't scared to death the entire time we're reading it. Talk about short stories and maintaining that intense tension that you do throughout your stories.
Well, again, I'm going to go back to, I'm a 16-year-old farm boy sitting in the back row of a classroom of an English appreciation and general composition class. I don't want to be there. None of my farm friends want to be there. And we have to take this stupid English class. And this young teacher comes in. She had just graduated. Now, understand, I'm 16 years old and she's 21 and a half years old. Back in 1971, I'm telling you, the girls wore short skirts, had long hair split down the middle, and she was a looker, I'll tell you. And she comes in and she says, I'm going to teach you all the appreciation of the English language. Well, I'm sorry, but us farm boys don't care about your stupid English language. And the first thing she does is sends us home with a homework assignment. She says, I want you all to go home and write a one-page short story about your favorite subject matter. I kind of stuck my elbow into the kid next to me, and I said, that didn't take long. We got a homework assignment the first gall dang day this new teacher starts. And so we all went home, and since we were all farm kids, we wrote stories about dogs, cats, pigs, sheep, cows, horses. I don't think there was anything too novel about any of our stories. I wrote about a farm dog named Muggs. And just so you know, she very, very unapologetically covered my first paper I ever turned into her with lots of red ink and lots of bad comments, and I got a D on the first thing that I ever wrote. And it was at that moment in time I thought I might become a best-selling author. No, just kidding. she said, I don't quite understand the problem here. After class, she said, if you would have told me in one page a story about your farm dog, I could have closed my eyes and I could have visualized his color, his size, his demeanor. Was he fat or was he thin? Was he tall? Was he short? Was he mean? Was he friendly? I gave you an assignment and you didn't explain anything. I don't know anything about your dog. Would you like to try this again and improve your grade from a D? And I said, well, yeah, I kind of don't like that D. I'll give it a try. And just so you know, it was the next paper that became my first A that I ever got in any class up until the time I was in school. That is today chapter 8 in my first book, The Folk and Their Fauna. And the teacher taught me over and over again how to express myself with pen to paper and express ideas that someone can close their eyes and go there with you. And it's such a gift that she gave me. I've never forgotten it. But again, now understand, I am a really impatient Minnesota farm man. And if I'm going to read a book, I want to read a short story before I fall asleep at night. I want to go through 10 or 12 pages, get the beginning, the middle, and the end. And then I want to fall asleep with the book on my lap and pick up and start another chapter and a whole new story the next day. So that's my style. That's my impatience in reading. I just can roll with these short stories. They just flow out of my mind.
Well, as a reader, we say thank you. That's what we're looking for. Sometimes these books go on and on, and it's like I really wish he would have maybe had an editor that eliminated like about 40% of this, because he can tell the story without all this extra information. You get right to the point. You keep it moving. You keep us terrified the entire way through the short stories. Terrifying Tales Unleashed. Scott Gottschalk is our guest on the program. Time going by so quickly, I would like to talk about your an internationally known speaker. Talk about that and the similarities between what you do as a writer, that creative process, and as a speaker.
Well, you know, that also just is very fascinating to me. After I wrote Nine Lives to Eternity, I got asked if I would start speaking to different groups. I would speak to conventions and annual meetings and, you know, certain Christian events and certain different things, the State Postal Service annual meeting. I mean, I was getting calls to do these different talks, and guess what? Short storytelling is no different. I mean, it was so easy to give the story of a chapter. I mean, it was a real story. It really happened. I don't have to read notes. I don't have to study paper. I don't use PowerPoints. I just very passionately tell a story. And I started speaking, sometimes 100, 200 times a year at different things. And believe it or not, that sold a lot of books, which I never expected to happen. I didn't expect that writing was going to lead to a speaking offshoot of my career. But I lovingly say this, I have met a lot of authors. I have done book signings with authors that, you know, I mean, I've been in rooms sometimes where there's 10, 15 authors and we're all signing books and selling books. I don't mean to pick on them, but a lot of them are a lot better writers than they are speakers. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yep.
Some would argue I'm a better speaker than I am a writer. So we'll just leave it at that.
Well, I would think that that structure that you have as an author would play a big role in your success as a speaker, because you know how to capture attention. You know how to keep the story moving. You know, there's a beginning and a middle and an end. It all fits together so well for Scott. Scott Gottschalk is our guest on the program, Scott D. Gottschalk. If you're Googling, that's GottSchalk. His website is scottdgottschalk.com. We'll find book available, pageturner.us, the bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We mentioned the three books that you've got out there. Sort of rate those for us. Rank them in your mind in terms of your feelings on the three books. And you've got another one, I understand. Talk about that as well.
Well, okay. So real quickly, you know, it's a little bit like your first car, your first kiss, your first love. I have a little bit of passion for the folk and their fauna because I love animals, and animals unconditionally love you back. So that is a forever favorite out there of mine. But, oh, my goodness, my writing style and things matured as I got older, obviously. I think the most touching revelations would be in Nine Lives to Eternity. And there's some, you know, I remember one evaluator one time said, I hate to sound morbid, but I couldn't hardly wait to get to Scott's next chapter in Nine Lives to Eternity to figure out how he was going to try to kill himself next.
Wow.
And so that's a little bit of a funny story on that. But anyway, I'm very proud of that book. But honestly, I think to this date, my best work is Terrifying Tales Unleashed. It's fun. It's fast. It takes you through a bunch of emotions. You're hoping this doesn't happen, or you think you know what's going to happen. And then, I'll just tell you, I got a werewolf story. It's not going to be like anything you ever thought about. I've got a vampire story, and I'll guarantee you it's nothing like anything you ever read about or saw in a movie. And so I try to put that different twist in it. And then fast forward to the next project I'm working on. I'm a very passionate long distance endurance motorcycle rider. I currently hold a handful of world record long distance motorcycle endurance rides, and I'm going to next May, not this May of 2025, I've been approved by the Guinness Book of World Records to attempt to ride 120,000 miles on my motorcycle in 120 days. And I have to do more than 1,001 miles every single day. So it's every day over 1,000 miles. That's 17 or 18 hours a day on a motorcycle for 120 days. And I hope to raise $1.2 million to fight human trafficking and sex trafficking of young children in the United States. And so that's my world record attempt. That's my my 501c3 charitable, it's motivational missions is what I'm raising money for to go to fight human trafficking. And oh, by the way, I am halfway through writing the next book that's going to tell the story of what does it take to attempt and pull off a world record. What kind of planning does it take? What kind of pain does one go through trying to attempt to ride a motorcycle 18 hours a day for 120 days in a row? And what the wonderful people do when they step up to the plate to help with something like that. So that's the next book in the works there, Rick.
I'm overwhelmed with the magnitude of what you are attempting to do, and I love the reason you're doing this, the motivation, the organization that you're funding at. They're very, very crucial, especially in these times. You're putting yourself through, I'm just calculating all of the miles, the hours on the motorcycle. It's just amazing. And hopefully we can touch base as you prepare for and pull this off in May of 2025. On your website, if you want information on Scott as a speaker as well, I advise you to go to his website, scottdgottschalk.com. You said that there, Scott helps clients reach their inner greatness and define their legacy. Legacy is important to you. What do you hope your legacy will be?
You know, when I'm dead and gone, I just hope everybody and the good Lord says he tried every day as hard as he could and tried to make a difference. And I always believe in this. We come into this world with nothing. We're going to leave this world with nothing. Pay it forward and do some good. That's my motto.
Well, you've been doing that your entire life, and such an inspirational story and such a terrifying book coming out of this inspirational author. The book is Terrifying Tales Unleashed, Unsettling Stories to Remedy Peaceful Slumber by Scott T. Gottschalk. You'll find the book available wherever books are sold, pageturner.us in the bookstore, Amazon, usual places. The link's on our website. His website is scotttgottschalk.com. Scott, a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully can do this again. Congratulations on the success. Really looking forward to the next little over a year that you've got and planning for this record-attempting fundraising project you've got going. A pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Scott Gottschalk. The book is called Terrifying Tales Unleashed, Unsettling Stories to Remedy Peaceful Slumber. Book available wherever books are sold. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.